AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump visits hurricane-battered North Carolina and wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today on the first trip of his second term in office.
It's been a horrible thing, the way that's been allowed to fester, and we're going to get it fixed up. Should have been done months ago from the hurricane that took place almost 4 months ago. North Carolina has been treated very badly, so we're stopping there, and we're going to then go to Los Angeles and take a look at a fire that could have been put out if they let the water flow, but they didn't let the water flow.
Trump is considering reducing the amount of money the Federal Emergency Management Agency reimburses states for handling floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes. A final Senate confirmation vote is expected this evening on the nomination of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. Yesterday, senators advanced his nomination on a 51-49 vote. Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, voted against it. New details are emerging in the case against the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Prosecutors say a recording captures the ex-interpreter for baseball Shohei Ohtani impersonating Ohtani to transfer money. Ipe Mizuhara has pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud for stealing almost $17 million from the Los Angeles Dodgers star. The recording is of a phone call made to a bank.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
It's unclear when the call was made.
I tried to log into online banking and it told me that's not available to me at this time.
The legal filing says Mizuhara started to access Ohtani's account in 2021 and changed its security protocols so he could impersonate him to authorize wire transfers. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied homes in the U.S. fell last year to a nearly 30-year low. This is AP News. Is North Korea planning to send more troops to Russia?
South Korea's military has said it suspects North Korea is preparing to send additional troops to Russia. North Korean soldiers fighting in the Russia-Ukraine war have suffered heavy casualties. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also assessed in a report that North Korea is continuing its preparations to test fire an intercontinental ballistic missile intended to reach the United States. The report came as North Korea swore in a new premier during a two-day parliamentary meeting in Pyongyang. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of artillery and weapons to Russia, and last October, it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops there as well. That's according to US, South Korean and Ukraine intelligences. Seoul, Washington and others worry Russia could in return transfer to North Korea sophisticated weapons technologies that can enhance its nuclear program. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.